Well, good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued in our series Into the Wild. We were looking at Exodus chapter 18. It's a fascinating chapter where Moses is leading the people of Israel in the wilderness, and he gets a visit from his father-in-law, from Jethro, the priest of Midian. And we get to see actually Jethro's conversion experience. It's really cool. He would have been, as a priest, he would have had his own gods, his own religious system. He was a leader of that religious system. And yet when he comes and visits Moses, I'm sure he would have heard what had happened in Egypt. Actually, Moses' family was living with Jethro at the time. And so I'm sure they would have wanted any news about what was happening in Egypt and Israel. And so as he comes and he hears from Moses all that God had done with Israel, how he had delivered them, how he had humbled Pharaoh and Egypt, the most powerful nation in the world at that time, he exclaims as he hears that, "The Lord, I now know that the Lord is above all other gods." And he really, you know, states God is the Lord, Yahweh is the God, the sovereign God of the universe. And I think that fits so well. It's evidence of a theme that we've seen throughout Exodus, and that's God's desire to make himself known. He consistently said that what he was doing to deliver Israel and to humble Egypt was to make himself known. And we see that happening here. Well, then what happens in the rest of chapter 18 is pretty fascinating. Moses judges the people of Israel. He is the judge, the one and only judge, humanly speaking, for Israel. And so what happens is that from sunrise to sunset, from morning until evening, dusk to dawn, Moses takes his seat as judge, and he individually judges every single case that the Israelite people bring before him. This would have been hundreds, probably thousands of people who stand around him for hours and hours and hours and hours, just waiting to be heard. And when Jethro sees this, he kind of confronts Moses lovingly and says, "Look, what you're doing is not good." He says, you need to include other people in this. And so he instructs Moses to set capable men over thousands and over hundreds and over fifties and over tens. And one commentator said, this is really just the way of saying you need leadership at every level. You need leadership at every level. So those folks can then handle the simpler cases that don't need to come to you. And then if it's really difficult, nobody knows, well, then have those cases brought to you. Jethro at once kind of affirms, you know, yes, Moses, the Lord has called you to represent the people to him, and in some ways to represent him to the people, but you should not shoulder this burden alone. You need to empower others and include others into this in every level of leadership, so that it's not all sitting on you. And so we took that and we kind of talked about several things. We talked about delegating authority and delegating responsibility in your life, empowering others, including others, asking for help, and some of the difficulty that we often have with that. Oftentimes pride is at the root of that. We think, no, I need to do this. If I don't personally do it, it's not going to get done right. And how, you know, God has designed us to be interdependent, to be dependent on one another. That's part of how the body of Christ works. And that really transitioned into a conversation. You know, we referenced 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that talks about the body of Christ as exactly that, the body, and how every single one of us is gifted. One of the phrases that I used, I said, you know, in the kingdom of God, it's not about what one person does. It's not about what any single person does. It's about what God does through every single person. It's not about what any single person does. It's what God does through every single person. Pastor Dean, I thought, shared a very similar idea. I just think he said it better. He said, you know, everyone is gifted and every gift is necessary. I think that's really memorable. Everyone is gifted and every gift is necessary. And so that really led us to talk about, you know, how are you using your gifts to edify the church, to build up the church? And so I want to encourage you this morning to really just take a moment and think through this. Number one, how are you gifted? How do you believe God has gifted you? You know, there are lists of spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians and in Romans, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 14, Romans 12. Also thinking about, you know, what you're passionate about, what you're good at, what you enjoy, and how you feel the Lord has gifted you. So what are you gifted at, number one? And then I guess number two, and this is really three parts, I would say think about, are you utilizing and using those gifts to build up the church and to reach others? And in three ways, I would think about Sunday morning context, right? Are you on a life team? Have you taken that step from not just attending, but belonging by getting onto a life team and serving? And if you haven't, I want to encourage you to find when your campus is having the next life team orientation and to hear about our different teams and how you might serve and offer yourself for the building of the body, building up of the body on Sunday mornings. I would think about too, your life group. You know, how can you use the things that you're good at and passionate at and the things that God has gifted you in to serve your group and to build up your group? And number three, I would think about just individually, right? You personally, with your family, with your friend group, with your neighbor across the street or beside you, how could the ways that God has gifted you, how could you use those? How might God use you and your giftings to reach those folks and to serve those folks and to love those folks well? God has not gifted us. God has not made us good at things and passionate about things simply for just our enjoyment or for our use. He's given us those things to serve our brothers and sisters in Christ, to reach others, and to build up the body. And I want to encourage you to think about that and also just to take a moment here and pray about that. Maybe you've never taken time to think about, Lord, how am I gifted? And if you have, God, how could you use the ways in which you've gifted me by your Spirit to serve and to love and to build up others? Let's take some time and pray about that now. Thanks so much for joining us this morning for the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great rest of the day.